If you were looking for the perfect home, this would be it. I know it doesn't look move-in ready just yet, but trust me, this property is one of a kind. Hang on, hang on. It's still under construction, but it has plenty of potential, and its value will only increase over time.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 278, Watching Awesome Planet. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we learn what an awesome place we live. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. So I'm going to try to pick up that pace that I mentioned a little last episode, since I'm craving Walt Disney World right now. With D23 around the corner, I can't wait to hear what they're going to tell us about the parks. And all this talk right now has got me dreaming of my next visit and with my family. But for now, we can visit using these memories and see the attractions once again in our mind's eye. Today, we're continuing our adventures in Epcot on a beautiful Sunday in December of 2021. The sun is setting and giving way to a beautiful evening. It's becoming one of those perfect Florida winter evenings, really. If you remember from Memory 277, we ran into issues trying to ride Mission Space Orange, so we ended up riding Greenside instead. But now, we're ready to hop to the other side of the construction zone to go enjoy some of the Land Pavilion's offerings. Usually, you can see straight through the tunnels from Mission Space over to the land. But during this construction that they've got going on, the path is a little more indirect, we'll just say. And we'll have to navigate construction walls and new stores to make our way over there. It actually took us about 15 minutes to make the trek, so we're probably done with World Discovery for the night at this point. We'll arrive at the Land Pavilion with intentions to make our way over to Soarin', but as we arrive, we're just in time for the next showing of Awesome Planet on our way down the ramp, so we'll duck into the room and almost immediately are led into the theater, where we'll take our seats and the movie begins. Once it's done, though, we're feeling hungry, and the Land Pavilion was our original choice for a place to grab dinner, since we can feed everyone there with healthier options for relatively cheap. You know, that checks all the boxes, right? After that, Who knows where we'll go, but I'm sure we'll have a blast. Today's memory is once again in binaural, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. So now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family as we take a moment to relook at the amazing place we call home.
I think you can cut, go straight. Maybe not. Okay, go to the right. What's wrong?
Chris Tigger.
Yeah, they tend to run around out here on the grass. And you can wave to them and stuff, and they'll interact with you.
Bouncing around just
yep.
Behind the tree.
Oh.
I would like to do awesome planet real fast, which is right here. Air conditioning's working in here.
party.
If you were looking for the perfect home, this would be it. I know it doesn't look move-in ready just yet, but trust me, this property is one of a kind. Hang on, hang on. It's still under construction, but it has plenty of potential, and its value will only increase over time. Look what 4 billion years of remodeling did for the place. Nice, huh? And this thing was built to last. Okay, let's go over some of the features. For starters, location, location, location. This planet has a great orbit around the sun, and that means the weather's perfect for life. Not too hot, not too cold. Next, it's just the right distance from the sun. So you get liquid water, that's essential. It also comes with a bonus moon, which gives you tides. And that early explosion, it gave the planet a tilt, so you get seasons. Altogether, this is one unique and awesome planet. Come on, let me show you around. There are lots of neighborhoods to choose from. By the way, we call them biomes. And they're all great places to live. For example, if you like water, you're in luck, because most of the real estate on this planet is ocean. And that's a good thing, because no water, no life. And if water is your thing, you'll be in good company. Not only with the folks who live along the coasts and waterways, but also with the fish and creatures that live under the sea. Oh, and if you're wondering about the schools, just ask the fish. Maybe you prefer something a little less wet. We've got that too. We call them deserts. Definitely drier, warmer, and rich with minerals. From from majestic cities that stretch to the sky to homes that are more down to earth, there's a whole lot of life under the sun. Now, if you're looking for the coolest neighborhoods, try the poles, north or south. Take your pick. Oh, and both poles come with built-in ice makers. Well, they kind of are ice makers. Just imagine the long winter walks, the short summer nights, and the feeling of cool central air 24/7. Sure, the temperatures can get pretty chilly, and they're not the most populated from a human standpoint, but they are stunning places to call home.
What?
Oh, so you're looking for a home where the grass is always greener? Then may I suggest the Grasslands? They're one of our most popular neighborhoods. And you'd be living on the land that helps feed your neighbors around the world. And for those of you that love the woods, you are so in luck. There's a lot of inventory in this biome. Almost a third of the planet's surface is forest. And go on, take a deep breath. Because forests help provide oxygen. Yes, this planet does offer a lot of wonderful and diverse neighborhoods to choose from. And they're all connected in a circle of life. Oh, and one more thing. Everything I've shown you today comes with a lifetime maintenance plan. That's because this planet is alive and always working to keep things in balance. Forests and oceans soak up carbon dioxide and provide oxygen. Arctic seas absorb CO2 as well. And polar ice helps keep the planet cool, while desert winds warm it up and blow nutrients across the land. Even lightning plays a role in keeping the land fertile. When the biomes are healthy, these maintenance forces of nature are in balance as well. But, full disclosure, things are changing in the marketplace. Temperatures are becoming more extreme, with record freezes, increased heat waves, and droughts too. Glacial ice is melting at an alarming rate. And with it, ocean levels and temperatures are rising. Sadly, that means coral reefs are dying, and flooding is becoming more prevalent. Hurricanes and storms are happening with greater intensity. Wildfires are more frequent and more destructive. This planet, our home, is in peril. We need to protect it as if all lives depend on it. Because they do. Now, I would never try to sell you on a home that has no hope or future. And while it's true that the challenge to restore the balance has never been greater, the opportunity has never been greater as well. Never before have we had the knowledge and the tools to turn things around. The choices that we make, that you make, do make a difference. So, choose how you want to make a difference and choose to make a difference. Imagine if everyone on the planet pitched in what we could accomplish. Together we can do it, and together we will. Sold now on this dream home called Earth. And that's good, because as far as we've searched throughout the universe, we've never found another place that can support life. It truly is a miracle, this awesome planet that we've been given. Let's keep it that way. If you'd like more information on ways you can help protect our planet, we invite you to visit Disney Conservation Fund online and social media.
We hope you enjoyed Awesome Planet. Please gather your personal belongings and watch your step on the stairs as you exit through the doors on your right-hand side. It's also a reminder that face coverings are required to be worn over your mouth and your nose the entire time you are indoors. Thank you and enjoy the rest of your night here at Epcot.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they're released every other week. Also, if you want to find out more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. There you'll find things like show notes with the pictures for this memory, or other memories as well. You'll also find links to watch on YouTube, view photos on Google, and connect with me through social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. If you like what you heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. You can do things like buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign or become a recurring patron supporter. Every donation gets dumped back into the podcast and will help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting this show for years to come. Finally, I need to ask a small favor of you. Can you help me spread the word about the show? A review on Apple Podcasts will help those who are looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home to find us. Plus, they'll see what other fans like you love about this show. Maybe you can even tell a friend or share that you've been listening on social media. Maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this one, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple weeks for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.